Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the first official podcast. It has been a while. I've been anticipating doing this for last couple of months. Had to change a few things, revisit a few things, and ultimately decide to take a new direction. And so here we go. Hey, so this podcast is going to be mostly sports oriented. I guess for the most part right now is going to be a focus mainly with basketball and eventually venture off into football as well. So probably focus on those two primary sports. Just kind of give a little bit of my background. My name is Brandon Moore. My favorite player of all time is Kobe Bean Bryant, number 8 and 24. I love his mentality. Going out there, putting up shots, putting everything on his back, just relentless in his pursuit of execution and greatness. You know, accepting the challenge of guarding the team's best player. I remember watching the Lakers game, and he was matched up with the Thunder. And him guarding Russell Westbrook, well, someone will say, isn't KD the best player? Yes, but he had Ron Artest. Or Trevor Ariza at the time. I think it was Ron Artest. And he decided, hey, you know, I'm going to step up. I'm going to take Russell, their second best player. The guy with the ball in his hands, you know, 60% of the time, 50% of the time, 40% of the time. I'm going to take this athletic, young, physical guard. And I'm going to show him what this 34-year-old body can do. And he clamped him up. That speaks volumes to me, you know. And Derrick Rose is another one of my favorites. Even after the injury, I never jumped off the bandwagon. I always wanted him to come back and be able to finish his career. He averaged 18 points a game last season. Dropped 50. Man, just it's great to see somebody come back from that type of injury. You know, he was the youngest MVP in league history. Was consistently leading the Bulls to the playoffs. Yes, he did lose to that Miami Heat team. A lot of people lost to that Miami Heat team. That team was ridiculously loaded. I don't think people understand how great of a team that was. And for them to even challenge them, you know, speaks volumes to the greatness of a Derrick Rose and how that team was constructed. He didn't have a lot of help on that team, which is probably why he had to consistently be in the paint. And you know, he was a decent mid-range shooter and he could knock down a three. He definitely didn't have the tag of a non-shooter. He could make a shot, you know. And Brandon Roy as well is one of my favorite players, man. The game was just picking spots, man. I just loved his game. It wasn't slow, wasn't built on athleticism, but you could just tell he was gonna kill you in the mid-range. To pick and rolls, post up. He can really good shooter, really good mid-range shooter. Knock down a three. I remember when him coming back from one of his injuries in the playoffs, I think it was, and he ended up leading that team to a victory. Man, I hate that his career ended so easily. So, it was probably my top three players of all time, my favorites. One of which is, it's Kobe Bryant. And just to go into a little bit of the NFL, kind of just give you a preview of that. One of my favorite players is Terrell Owens. Let me say this. I have mostly defenders as favorite players in the NFL. Maybe one or two, maybe three offensive players as a whole. Terrell Owens being one of them. I like Ocho Cinco's personality, like what Julio does, kind of like OBJ too. And then, you know, all time, it's always, I just look at defenders. You know, I like a Ed Reed, you know, Patrick Willis, nasty man, dude was nasty. You know, I'm looking at Aaron Donald. I love what you can do on defense. You can just disrupt an entire team. Prime time, Deion Sanders. You know, I'm a big defensive plant fan. when it comes to the NFL. I like high scoring games if the game is good, but since I kind of will say that a 13-13 game doesn't bore me as much as it does kind of the just fan that shows up during the playoffs or during the Super Bowl. I actually enjoyed this year's Super Bowl. Did not bore me at all. I may have been disappointed because I was rooting for the Rams, but I wasn't bored at all. It was a defensive struggle. Guys left it all out there. I kind of questioned the coaching a little bit, some of the plays, but all in all, I enjoyed myself. Same thing with this NBA Finals. Though Golden State healthy, or with at least Klay Thompson, I do believe would have pushed that to at least 7 games, potentially even closing in 6, maybe. That's not to slight Toronto or Kawhi Leonard, but you got two people on Golden State that can get ridiculously hot. Like Klay Thompson can get hot like nobody's business. And then you got Steph Curry, obviously, who deserves the respect that he's earned, and sometimes I feel as if he is underappreciated. But I actually enjoyed the finals. Every game was close. Guys were diving on the floor. The best players are diving on the floor. Kawhi's limping around. And just to kind of segue into Kawhi a little bit, man, he dominated the playoffs. Dominated. You know, so when, you know, these GMs or executives rank him as the number one player in the NBA, you know, some people are caught off guard by that. But you look at his regular season, he played 60 games, so he missed out on 22. But he averaged 26.6, almost 27 points a game. Probably averaged, I'm assuming, 3 to 4 assists. I'm not sure. 3 to 4 assists and probably 7 rebounds, like 1.8 steals and like 0.5 blocks. You know, shooting like 47 to 50% from the field. Maybe 35% from three or somewhere around there. No, more than likely 85-ish% from the free throw line. Those aren't numbers to be slighted at all. Like, those are really good numbers. You know, for somebody that's coming off of injury, kind of low, kind of managing his body, you know, to get through the season and ultimately make it to the playoffs and just wreak havoc, like, destroy Orlando. And then you get and you play, get to the next round, and you're playing against the 76ers, right? A team with Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, who is regarded as one of the top defenders in the league. And then you also have, what is that guy's name? Tobias Harris on that team as well. You know, that lineup consists of 4 players over 6'7". The only one under that being J.J. Redick. And he destroyed them. Ben Simmons, you're guarding me? Okay, I'm going to give you this work. Jimmy Butler. Oh, he abused Jimmy. He abused Tobias. I don't even know why they even had him on him. Like, they could not guard him at all. Joel Embiid, you can get this work too. Switch. He destroyed them. Then you make it to the Milwaukee series. Milwaukee's up 2-0. Look, they're looking as if they're going to sweep it, or at least close it out in 5 games, 6 games. You know, you go on sports talk networks and they're anticipating a closeout game before game 7, game 6. They had already written a story. And boy, were they wrong. Kawhi destroyed the Bucks. He started to guard Giannis. A lot of those bully moves that he could do, just driving on Kawhi, he couldn't do that. And plus, Kawhi dunked on him twice too. He couldn't do that on Kawhi. He's too smart of a defender. He's too strong of a defender. He's been there before. He's guarded freaking LeBron James, Kevin Durant his entire career. Playing LeBron James in the finals twice. Guarding Kevin Durant. You know, when Kevin Durant was the scoring champion out in the West, having to guard Kobe Bryant, playing the Warriors, playing James Harden. Guys can get buckets over in the West. He's playing all these guys. So guarding the Giannis, who, granted, is freakishly athletic and long, and it's hard to stop him in the paint, but this man is used to guarding guys who can score basically anywhere on the court. And he took Giannis out of the game. Well, he lowered his impact significantly. I don't think he can really truly take one of the great and best players out of the game. I don't think that's possible. You can just minimize their impact a little bit. And then he gets to the finals. And he cooks Golden State, granted. He cooks them. They can't do anything with them, which is anticipated. He's been doing it all playoffs, all year, really. And Klay Thompson goes down in a game that Golden State is actually winning. I actually thought they were going to close that game out still, but I knew the chances were kind of, you know, dwindling because you're not getting Klay Thompson back. And they win. So someone saying that he's the best player in the league doesn't bother me, mainly because his numbers in the regular season were good. And he destroyed everyone in the playoffs. Destroyed them. It's one of the best playoff runs we've seen. Yeah, Golden State was hurt. I'll give you that one. I'm not going to count that against them. They say all championships aren't equal. Okay, some storylines are more significant than others. I look at Kevin Durant as a two-time NBA champion. I don't fault him for going to Golden State. If I had the opportunity to go to Golden State, why would I not? It's a proven system with players who share the ball. And it's a way for me to not beat my body down in the regular season, the playoffs, carrying the load. I can learn a different way of basketball. And I can also focus on some off-court stuff because I'm in Silicon Valley. Smart move, in my opinion. I'm always going to go with the best company out there if it provides me with the best opportunity. You can always leave later and go build your own and be the face of that solely and not have to really compete with anyone else, even though I don't think there were any egos outside Draymond Green on the Golden State Warriors. But that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. There'll be many more to come. Please give me a like, share it with your friends, and I'm out.